Hello.
This is your 13th towards finals here, and
I didn't understand.
13th towards finals.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so consecutive year. So, and Cake qualified first here. So I think this is, I think you have advantage. So you have many experience, good records. So does it affect you, help you?
I mean, I think it's helpful to be to have qualified here before and to have experienced round robin play, because it has a different taste to knockout system the way we know it with a regular draw. You look ahead in the draw, you see maybe who you might play and all that. So here it's quite different, but for me it works well over the years. I've played well in the round robin play, and I see it as an advantage, but then again, I remember how it was my first time when I went in 2002, and I played very well as well in Shanghai, and I didn't ask myself many questions. I just played, nothing to lose, hoping to end the year on a high, and I kind of did. So so I don't know if it's an advantage or a disadvantage, but obviously the season's been long for most of the guys now, and maybe some feel it more than others.
Roger, following his win over Andy on Sunday, Kay spoke of his confidence in how that's grown over the year. Has that been his biggest change in over the season? And do you think that was something he perhaps lacked today?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more than just the confidence, to be quite honest. I think he's actually playing better. I think his serve has improved again. That he had good ground strokes and he's fast, that we knew, and that maybe we can talk about confidence, but I think he is a more complete and overall a better player. So the confidence alone, I think, is a bit too simple to put it, to be quite honest. You know, I think he's improved as a player, and today maybe didn't quite get it going, but you can see why he had the success he did have this year.
The round robin, there's a possibility that you might be qualified for the semifinals before your next match starts. So if that is the case, how do you sort of balance, you know, wanting to stay rest a little bit or save yourself for the semifinals for elimination rounds, and wanting to go give a good effort in the last match?
Well, I mean, number one, we'll see if I'll be qualified or not. I'd like to be qualified, to be quite honest. I guess I know I am through, rather than maybe having to win a set or even having to win the entire match. So I don't know what it takes, but usually if you do win in straight sets twice, things look very, very good. The advantage of being qualified, if that were to happen, is just that you can go into the match a bit more laid back, but then again, the integrity of the game, and there's so much at stake still for me, wanting to beat a fellow rival, wanting to win the points that are at stake, and going with a clean sheet into the semis is anyway the goal I always have, and I'm happy, you know, after two matches I'm standing here with two wins. It's very positive, and that's about it. And then if it's all to play for, you know, it's a bit more nerves maybe, but at the end of the day it's how we play every match on tour, because if you lose, you're out. So
Roger, I'd like to know, what do you think about the fact that five matches went in just in two sets, and only your match with Raonic, the second set was a fight, okay, 7-6. How do you explain it? It could be that it's at the end of the season, people, players are tired, and they don't fight as much, they don't have the same hunger when they lose the first round.
No, I disagree. I think it's actually quite simple, in my opinion, because the court plays somewhat slow, and the serve doesn't have maybe some that much of an impact, depending on how you back it up, your serve. I think it's very much a game of movement and the baseline game. And whoever's better from the baseline has the upper hand and then dominates. And I think that's why we're seeing heavy score lines, because it's just hard to get out of, serve your way out of trouble. It's almost not possible time and time again. You need to hit a lot of great shots if it's not working well for you to have an impact, because you have to work extremely hard. And I think If you then look at the way Novak or Stan has played here, I think they both played very well, which made it very difficult for the other guys. And their serve didn't have the impact that we normally know that Cilic's or Berge's serve can have. So from that standpoint, I think the best movers are most likely going to come through here.
Roger, Andy's had a very good end of the season. The one thing he hasn't done so far is to beat one of either you, Rafa, or Novak. How important a step is that for a player, and how important was it even for you when you'd gone through your bad times to win that first match against one of the top guys?
Doesn't necessarily need to be one of the top guys necessarily, but it's already helpful just beating any top 10 player or anybody who's around top 10. I think for me it all started with the win over Del Potro here last year, here and in Paris. I knew that was somewhat big for me, and I beat Gasquet as well, and it just like solidifies that you're heading in the right direction. And I think he had that with beating Ferrer twice and Cilic as well in Beijing. So he's had his, you know, I think Tsonga at the US Open. So those are the matches he needed to win, I think, down the stretch at the end of the season, which he did. And that's why I'm sure his belief is higher now again.
Roger, you're closing in on 1,000 wins in your career at 70 this year. I think it's the first time someone your age has won that many matches in more than three decades. So what does that say or mean to you?
Well, I mean, you obviously need to win them, but you can also enter many events, you can change around your schedule, so... But I think it's a great number. I played only the big tournaments this year, basically. Again, I chased all the Masters 1000s, Grand Slam, and so forth, so... it's not easy to win matches there, as we know, because it's dense there, guys are always very good, margins are small. And I mean, more importantly for me is getting closer to the 1,000 number. Not that it's one I've ever wanted to reach, but it would be cool to obviously eventually get there.
Roger, over here.
Yes.
The French have named, well, both teams have named their Davis Cup teams. There are no surprises, but I just wondered if you might say a few words about the strength of the French team. Same four players who played in the semi.
I mean, we know they have a few guys, but everything can change up until about Thursday. So from that Thursday before the tie. So from that standpoint, this announcement doesn't mean anything to me. I'm more focused on who's going to play opening Friday against me. That's the only focus I really have right now. Talking about that. Obviously they're on home soil. I think it's going to be a very exciting weekend. I'm really looking forward to playing in front of that many people. I mean, I've had it similar at the US Open, I guess, playing in front of 24,000 people. Now that's going to be 27,000 people, so it's a slight change, but I've been in those situations somewhat before, and I'm really excited about being in my first finals where I've never competed ever before.